Busy Moms podcast. Hang on, and here we go. Joy, peace, and patience. Those are our topics today. So let's start with joy. Joy is one of the first three pieces of the fruit of the Spirit that come, or I'm sorry, that are inward, and they come from God. So for joy, we found Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
So what is joy? I mean, what's the difference between joy and happiness?
Happiness is fleeting. It's moments. It's little bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah.
And you can choose it.
True. That's right. You can.
Are you going to be happy today? Are you not going to be happy today?
All depends on how I wake up, okay?
Yeah.
I guess I never realized you could kind of, I mean, well, and then you can kind of pick joy too.
Sort of.
So if you...
Well, joy can be easy because, I mean, it's an inner rejoicing that abides despite the outer circumstances. So we can choose to have joy in the good circumstances, outer circumstances, and we can choose to not recognize joy in the bad, you know, or in exist in the times of unhappiness.
Or you could do the opposite. You can have joy in times of distress and sadness and such.
Like our friend Joe.
Almost always the gift from God.
Yes.
Because when you're in those circumstances, you're not thinking, I'm just going to be joyful. No, you're thinking, I want to kill someone. And God's going, no. You walk with me. So you're going to find some joy despite the fact that everything is falling apart.
Well, okay. So here's an example for me for what my interpretation of joy. We're in the process of moving into a home a lot quicker than we expected. So we are fixing the home as we're living in it. Yikes. There's not joy there. We're not celebrating the joy of being in our own home. However, the other day, the kids were outside playing and I was in the house trying to clean and, you know, I'm washing from the ceiling to the floor. It's just filthy. And I look outside and despite the turmoil and the stress that I'm dealing with of trying to make a house livable with three kids, I see sitting on their swing that Daddy was able to put together, all three of them sitting together, laughing and having that sibling moment. And I just, you know, your heart fills. And it was like, even in the midst of all this stress, that's what matters is that my kids are happy.
Yep.
Not, maybe not joyful, but they're happy right now. And they're in a place that they're safe. They're secure. They're, you know.
It's theirs.
But that one moment, that's what you were, all of that was about, was that one moment.
All that craziness, all that work.
That's right. God giving you a glimpse of this is what you're doing this for.
Yeah.
Find this joy.
And so it totally wiped the frustration out, you know, for a while, you know, because it was like, look, you know, I pulled my husband over and like, what? Look at him. And you just couldn't smile. Like, they're not trying to kill each other.
Yes.
You know, they're playing and we're getting stuff done. And look at that. So that's my kind of interpretation that despite the chaos and the stressful circumstances, I got a glimpse.
It also abides. So I like this line. It says an inner rejoicing that abides despite our outer circumstances. So it doesn't. You don't lose it. It doesn't completely go away. Yeah, you get frustrated and you get angry and you feel all these other emotions. But the spirit part of it, the part that comes from the Holy Spirit that sits in your being, that you can tap into, that's the joy that comes from God. It doesn't matter what's going on. And that's how you were able to feel that in that one moment, even though chaos everywhere else. Because that was the peace, that little tiny bit, that little tiny piece of joy that God has put in your heart and in your being where the Holy Spirit sits, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's cool. So it's like, well, you know, our friend Job really kind of shows us joy. I mean,
Poor Job.
I mean, he found joy that was abiding in the desert and valleys of living, you know, he still, he he had it, he used it, he expressed it. And it's kind of a good reference for us to kind of go back to when we're feeling no joy.
Yeah.
When we're not, when that fruit isn't right there with us and we need to be led by the Spirit, we pull out our good book and we can read Job again and kind of remind us.
Yeah.
A little bit. But then, you know.
You can rejoice in the most dire circumstances.
And as we're rejoicing and showing joy, it can also lead us to peace.
Peace. Peace. An inner quietness and trust in God's sovereignty and justice. Boy, that sounds fantastic.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Quietness and trust in God's sovereignty and justice. Our verse for this is Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
I love that.
I know it.
I love that.
The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. How you can find peace even when things
chaos is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peace. Because right now it's so hard to find any kind of peace. And you're like really digging for stuff. And again, it's those small little glimpses that if you pay attention and you realize what's going on, you're like, okay, thank you. Like, I needed that.
That reminds me of Miss Elijah. And when he ran in fear of his life, and he was like, where is God? Is God in the storm? No, God's not in the storm. God's in the still small voice. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that little bit of peace, a little bit God's still small voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that peace.
The peace that passes all understanding.
Because it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
That's how you know it's from God. It makes no sense. You watch this world and you watch the news for 5 minutes and you can see the world is falling apart, right? It's always falling apart. It's been falling apart for thousands of years. But when you can find peace in these crazy moments and you go, there's God.
Mm-hmm.
And that you just little say, tiny bit of peace.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I needed that peace break. So I don't murder.
Because I really don't want to break a commandment right now, okay? Right. It's also a pretty good segue into patience. Patience.
Don't you love how they all flow together?
Yeah. So patience. Patiently putting up with people who continually irritate us. The Holy Spirit's work helps us to increase our endurance. Now, I never thought of asking for patience is endurance, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. running a race. I mean, yeah, do we ask every day for patience? I know I do. But not really realizing that every single little thing that does happen is giving me endurance to keep... giving me patience to get through a day.
Because he just knows that down the road you're going to need every bit of it. Something is coming and he's like, keep sticking in the word, keep reading. Yes, he irritates you, but I'm bringing him over today. You're going to have to tolerate it. And you're going to use the skills I gave you from that little bit, that bit of peace you had with me and my word this morning, or your prayer on the way to work. It's for this.
Right. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 tells us, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as one counts slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
That's a big word, repentance.
I know. Mm-hmm. I kind of really don't like that word.
Well, nobody likes to say I'm sorry and forgive me.
Nobody likes to say that I messed up. But yeah. I mean, I do my best to always try to own what I do wrong.
It's still hard, though. It's still hard to say, yeah, I totally screwed that up.
Not just that, but I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah. I can't promise this, Lord, but I'm going to try.
I would do my best if you give me patience.
I will try my, I will get back in the word. I'm going to read these. I'm going to read about the fruit again. And how can I? Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to leave you with some thoughts. We're going to start out with joy.
Am I experiencing a joy of life on a regular basis? Or is my happiness dependent on things going smoothly in my day?
Peace.
Do I find myself frazzled by the crashing waves of turmoil in my life? Or am I experiencing the peace that passes all understanding?
Patience. Am I easily set off when things go wrong or people irritate me? Or am I able to keep a godly perspective in the face of life's irritations? I'm going to leave that there. Our blessings to you, and remember to fight for those 10 minutes.